Hey guys, welcome to today's Fit Friday episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie, and today I'm going to talk to you about patience. Now, as I'm recording this episode, I am sitting in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. If you follow me on Instagram, don't judge. I've been to Chick-fil-A a little more than normal, but today is Joey's birthday, and that's what he wanted. We're in the process of moving, so Chick-fil-A it is. I've been sitting stuck in this line for a long time, and I consider myself a pretty patient person. So I figured, why not share some tips that help me in moments where I just want to lose my shit? So tip number one is take a deep breath. When we focus on our breathing, you take the focus off of what you're stressed about or what it is that's driving you crazy, and you focus on your breathing. Now, that's the first tip. Second tip is to think of the positives in this situation. Now, I know that's hard to do, but it's really hard to be upset or mad or stressed when you think of what you're grateful for. So for me, it's 9 o'clock right now. I'm hangry, to be honest, but I can sit here and I can think, what an awesome class I had and what a great session I had with my client. And I almost use this time as, okay, I'm stuck here in line, but oh, I can get an episode recorded for the podcast, or I can jot down some things, get a little work done to take my mind off whatever it is that's making me mad. Tip number three is just realize some things you just cannot control. And that is what it is. Along with that, you know, if it's something that you can't control, take ownership. And you're probably thinking, okay, well, Katie, how is it your fault that you're stuck in the line at Chick-fil-A? Well, I can take a step back and say, it's my fault. I can't be mad because I chose to go through the drive-thru when I could have gone inside, or I chose to get Chick-fil-A and not go grocery shopping. Like, take a step back, because we can own something in every single situation. If you can't find yourself able to own something, think about that. Why not? There's something else going on. And my last tip is put it into perspective. Try to wear their shoes. So maybe someone in the Chick-fil-A right now is having a heart attack. Maybe they're short-staffed because someone's kid got sick and they had to leave. You know, maybe they have something that's broken. There could be 1,000 things going wrong, or just a terrible situation. And, you know, if that were the case, if someone was, I don't know, I hate to say this, but if someone was dying or having a heart attack, how just rude and disrespectful and just, what's the word, selfish for me to be sitting here upset about my food not coming out fast enough when, like, someone else out there, their life is at stake. And maybe that sounds dramatic for you, but for me, really kind of taking a moment to take a step back and think about that other person in those situations, it just, you can't be stressed. You can't be mad. It is what it is. And the person who's, you know, making you angry or making you stressed out and impatient, chances are they're doing the best that they can. So I hope these tips helped you, especially if you listen to these episodes in the car. You may or may not have road rage, and think about these tips the next time you're driving, you're in line behind someone, or someone just really pisses you off. All right, that's it for today. If this helped you, or you know someone who's not the most patient, be sure to share this episode with them and hit that subscribe button so you get updates on all our upcoming episodes. All right, that's it for today. Have an awesome weekend. Happy Friday. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.